This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the United States Army or Department of Defense.
I am Lieutenant Colonel Ismael Ortiz Rivera, Employment Director of Soldier for Life. Do you know that the top transitional challenge the soldiers face when they are in transitions is getting a job? Several studies carried out by the Institute for Veterans and Military Families from Syracuse University indicated that the job getting process was the top challenge faced when transitioning. Our guest speaker, Colonel Retired Adam Rock from Hiring Our Heroes, will chat with me about this topic and many more. Adam Rock retired as an Army Colonel and career infantryman. He served as a special assistant to the Army Chief of Staff and was the first Soldier for Life program director. He led the U.S. Army effort to create a network of enablers connecting soldiers, veterans, and family with employment, education, and health care required to integrate into the civilian society successfully so we can go to our civilian society and have success. In addition, he is the senior director for Hiring Our Heroes. Let's welcome Colonel Adam Rock. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us and welcome to our program. And thank you very much to share your experience in Soldier for Life.
You know, I just want to tell you all here at Soldier for Life that I'm very proud of you. And we have come a long way with that office and what you've been able to do, including the retirement services, Mr. Mark Arverberg, and all that you all do each and every day. I mean, you truly are ambassadors for the Army. You're out there and you're making a difference. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And let's go jump into the topic. I would like to let you let us know why Hiring Our Heroes is relevant to our military community, sir.
Yeah, let's jump back just a second and just talk about, you know, first of all, why Soldier for Life was founded for a second, and a little bit of history lesson for everybody, but and then take you to how we got to the Hiring Our Heroes at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce for just a second. But, you know, the original plank holder for Soldier for Life was the former Chief of Staff, General Ray Odierno. He had the vision to connect our transitioning service members and their military spouses with meaningful employment, right? And he did that through three pillars: employment, education, and health and wellness. And in 2011, when the VOW Act was passed and it made ACAP at the time, which is now Soldier for Life TAP, mandatory, that was a game changer. And that changed the trajectory of how our transitioning, our service members transition. Which takes us up to certain things like the TAP, Transition Assistance Program, which is a wonderful program that all the services have to do by law, but it does have gaps in it. And to fill those gaps are organizations like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Hiring Our Heroes Foundation. And we have various programs. We've made a tremendous impact. We've probably serviced well over a million people, touched in some way, shape, or form, whether you're a transitioning service member, a veteran, military spouse, or a caregiver. We've been to nearly over 1,000 events, whether that be in person, virtual, or some sort of event that touched a military spouse, a veteran, or transitioning service member with educational content. And we have been everywhere. You mentioned that we're nationwide. I'd like to say we're globally, because as you and I talked earlier, we do hiring events overseas. We'll go wherever the young servicemen and women are at. So we have been to Germany multiple times. We've been to Okinawa. We've been to Puerto Rico. We have been to Italy. So we will go where the young men and women transition out because they need our services, and we're willing to do it. So it's a pleasure to be here.
What career services do Hiring Our Heroes offer to soldiers, veterans, and military spouses?
Yeah, we've got multiple career services. So we could probably take the next hour and talk just about all the programs and resources that we have. But I would just say the first thing that we do is we have career connectors. So if you're listening and you're a transitioning service member, again, veteran or military spouse, looking for some of our resources, I would ask that you go online to hiringourheroes.org and you fill out a profile. And you send that into our career connectors. That's the first stop, no matter what event that you do. That creates a small profile that allows our career connectors, who do a fabulous job, to triage your profile and figure out what your gaps might be or where your desire to go. And then they can point you in the right direction. So I would say to do that first. I mean, we have a series of programs, but a basic three lines of effort are events. We have in-person summits. Over the many years we've done, like I stated, probably, you know, nearly a thousand of those. Those in-person events are on our military installations. We have a memorandum of understanding with the Army and other services that allows us to come on to create these summits, whether it be a one-day or two-day event where we teach content. We have networking events, but we always end with a career fair, a job fair, if you will. And we've had over 100 companies plus come to each of these events. You know, the employers out there are seeking talent, Ishmael. There is a war on talent, and they know where to come to the military community to seek that talent. They know that we have skills. They know that we have character. They know that we are trainable, and they're willing to come to us because they want us. They value what we have, and they want to partner with us. So if you're a company out there listening as well, and you're not involved with Hiring Heroes, I encourage you to contact us. Because if you have meaningful employment with pay and benefits that are commensurate to what we had in the military, then those are the types of companies we want to talk to. Additionally, we have virtual hiring fairs. You know, Ishmael, COVID changed the way we do things, right? You and I are doing this podcast virtual. I'm doing it from my home, and you're doing it from either the office or wherever you're at right now. You know, and so the way of the world has changed. So we adapted to that change. We created virtual hiring fairs, which are just incredible events. We have one about every 2 weeks. We do it industry focused. Again, register online. And if you're interested, we have companies that are partnering with us that are interested in talking to you. That's the first line of effort, our events. And then there's a series of small events as well. Our fellowship program, which I think is our flagship program, which is the corporate fellowship program, which falls under the SkillBridge Authority. I'm happy to say that the Soldier for Life office, when I was there, we helped offer not only the SkillBridge policy, we got a cut at it, but we helped offer the Career Skills Program policy. So I'm proud of that and what we've done. The SkillBridge program is, in fact, a game changer. And our corporate fellowship program is one of those SkillBridge providers. We have over 500 employers that are dedicated to want to host our interns. It's a 12-week internship program, 4 days of the week. They're with the company, 1 day of the week, the Friday. It's a professional leadership development that we undertake. And then we match the two, and it is working. We've got about a 90% offer rate and a mean salary, get this, a mean salary of about $106,000 for those interns. And the most important thing is, if you looked at our statistics, Ishmael, 47% of those have been enlisted soldiers, about 36% are officers, and about 14% of them are military spouses. So we truly represent the enlisted population, and I think it's just a great opportunity for all our service members, but I'm really proud of the education level that enlisted soldiers have today and their pathway into these internships. We also have a military spouse fellowship program. So if you're a military spouse out there, this is a unique program. It is also 12 weeks, same model. We'll match up with a company looking to hire you. And we've got about a mean salary of $68,000 and a tremendous offer rate, I think is over 91,000. So we're really proud of the fellowship program that we have. It's basically an internship program.
What are some of the most high demand fields that veterans might consider?
I will go back. So there was a third line of effort on military spouses, but I know you're going to ask me specifically about military spouses. So just so you know, any of Hiring Hero folks that are listening to me said, Adam forgot the third line of effort. I promise you, I did not, because that one is probably the most important. And my wife would probably kill me if I didn't talk about military spouses. All right. So some of the most industries that program management, operations, logistics, you know, IT, healthcare are some of the, is another one that's really important to the military community at large.
Yes, and for all those areas, operations, IT, logistics, mm-hmm. healthcare, all the soldiers qualify. If you're an employee and listening, yes, our soldiers have the capability and the quality to be your employee.
That's a good, since we're having a dialogue, that's a really good point. You know, that's why I mentioned early on the employers, back to the war on talent, and they're seeking military talent because they know that we are trainable, right? We've gone through a rigorous training program, whether you're an officer, enlisted soldier, right? You come in and you learn a skill. Well, they know that you can learn a skill in their organization. And they're willing to accept you, might not have exactly the credentials, the certification, the license you need initially for that job, but they're willing to train you. So upskilling is critical. Our SkillBridge program is critical. And we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting, I think, and a follow-on question. But that's really important. So I'll foot stomp it now is you young men and women who serve and you're transitioning out, at some point you need to decide what it is that you want to do and then create a pathway to success by getting some additional education.
How far in advance do you recommend a soldier contact with Hiring Our Heroes, sir, before transitioning?
So, you know, I recommend after they raise their right hand, how's that? And they come in and you're going to go, wow, that's early. All I want them to do, you could say Hiring Our Heroes or just in general. I want you to begin your process to transition out as early as possible, okay? And so I want you to think about whether you're going to serve one term or you're going to serve like you and I do, a full career, me over 30 years, right? At some point, no matter who you are, you're going to transition out of the military and you're going to try and begin another career, right? So you've got to prepare for that career early. So even if you're a young man or woman, be informed. Get educated, right? Learn about the industries. Learn about the jobs out there. Learn about the labor market. Learn about locations of where you might want to end up one day and set yourself up for success. When we join the military, we leave the network. We leave our community and we join another one, right? We join one in uniform and we create a bond with and a relationship with those like-minded people that you work with, those in uniform. And you usually tend to forget about that network that you had back in that community. But you need to continue to keep that network because one day you're going to transition. Whether you go back to that your home of record or you go somewhere else, you need to have a professional network. So my point is transition is a process. Start it as early as you absolutely can, right, and prepare yourself.
I cannot agree more with you. And I always, I say when I do briefings, transition start from the moment you do I do and you finish your basic training that you are in the service because you are moving every day close to your transition time and you should be prepared. Now, could you share some of the most impactful aspects, sir?
We have made an impact. Although COVID, you know, it took a hit for everybody, we overcame that and we worked diligently with the military installations globally. I mean, and thank goodness for the long-term relationships that we had that allowed us to overcome obstacles and get back on our military installations. I think we did 31 in-person hiring events and summits with, you know, nearly, I think I stated before, just under 9,000 participants. That's remarkable. So, I mean, I'm extremely proud of the events team, Crystal Kearns and her entire team who go out there every day and make it happen on our military installations. We are bringing Hiring Our Heroes and a host of employers to the front lines at the tactical level on our installations. And so I'm extremely proud of the impact we made there. I'm also extremely proud of the impact we made with the fellowship program, as I indicated before. Whether you're a transitioning service member under the corporate fellowship program or your military spouse in the military spouse fellowship program, again, our partnerships with companies who recognize the talent continue to grow and grow and grow. So if you're looking for talent and your employer out there, please connect with us and let's match you up with some incredible talent, whether it be spouse or transitioning service member, and get them into an internship program because it is absolutely proven. So just remarkable the work that we're doing. But it takes a village. It takes folks like yourself, Ishmael, and the Soldier for Life office, again, that is out there. Your young soldiers come to our events on a routine basis. We give them an opportunity to speak and talk about the impact that you're making. And I'll give you another, you know, attaboy. I am very proud of the Soldier for Life office because I'm one of the original guys. But when you speak, you don't just speak for soldiers. You know, the term soldiers, people think it relate that to the Army. I know you wear an Army uniform, but all your leaders that come to our events from, you know, directors and their non-commissioned officers that come, they speak on behalf of all the services. So thank you very much, right? I like to tell people we bleed purple, all right? And so we represent all the services when you're out there. So thanks for what you're doing too.
Thank you, sir. And it's important when we speak and we talk here, Soldier for Life, although we are Army, we're talking about all the soldiers right. from all the branches, because at the end, we are one big family. It's like having uncles and the big families in reunion. Yeah. Sir, now I would like to move to another topic. What does Hiring Our Heroes offer to the employers, and how can employers connect with the organization?
Yeah, we first of all, you know, we are grateful to the thousands of employers that we have out there. Okay. But the first thing I think we offer to the employers is impact. Okay. Impact in that when you are in front of the men and women that who serve or their military spouses, that when they get to you, they're talented, right? And they will be prepared appropriately if they go through a Hiring Our Heroes career connector. So the first line of defense at the tactical level for us is the career connectors. So our employers know that they're going to get a well-curated individual before they even speak to them. So that when they speak to them, they're that much more ready. The other thing that our employers get is access. They get access through, as I stated before, the many events that we do. And then you add the small events that we do, our Veterans Advisory Council meetings, so on and so forth. So we present the employers in front of the men and women, and we also present the men and women in front of the employers looking to hire them. So when you come, if you're an employer, you come to us, you get top-notch staff that are dedicated and passionate, and it's just a match made in heaven.
We mentioned at the beginning that you were the first director of Soldier for Life. According to your experience, what were some of the gaps, or what are some of the gaps that exist concerning the transition process, and how the organization, Hiring Our Heroes, helped to close it?
Yeah, the first thing is that the real first director was, as I stated before, General Odierno, the former chief of staff, who had the vision to develop this organization. Then Colonel Mike Koss, the original founder, and then he brought me in. We created the concept Soldier for Life. So thank you very much. So some of the gaps, though, as you indicated, I think some of the gaps are, first of all, education. All right. And that's why we exist. The young men and women that are transitioning out of the service most of the time just don't know what it is that they want to do. All right. So I tell people they need to figure out what it is you want to do at some point. We do not want you to be a statistic on unemployment, all right? So we want you to start the process early, build that network, have a mentor, and work your way through the path so that you are prepared to transition when that is. So some of the gaps are clearly knowing what it is that you want to do. Second one is figuring out where it is that you'd like to go. You know, if you know geographically generally where you want to go, that will help you in your search for employment. And then the third thing is you got to know what gaps that you're missing, skill sets that you're missing, and find some sort of upskilling opportunity to earn that credential. One of the nice things that we have is tuition assistance in the military. You know, that's nearly $4,000 a year for a serviceman or woman. The young enlisted soldiers specifically should take advantage of that and use that to their advantage by upskilling in some way. Earn a credential. Go to COOL. Credentialing opportunities online. And get a credential. Pad that resume so that you're more prepared when it is time to exit.
What is available for those vets that have been out for a while, maybe looking to change their job or just took some time to figure out what they want to do, or even still trying to figure out?
You got to get informed, okay? Please go to our website, go to our resource library. There's a ton of webinars that we did. There's some industry focused ones. You can learn about the industries. There's just a host of things on there that can help get you educated. The other thing is go to our website and look at the events calendar and our current schedule of webinars that are upcoming. And there could be some that might interest you. So what I tell you is you need to get informed. All right. Also, besides Hiring Our Heroes, use other sources, please. Use LinkedIn. All right. Use other sources as well, because, you know, it takes a village, as you and I indicated, and we want you to have the most information and the best available. And if you're a transitioning service member, please stop by your TAP office, the Transition Assistance Program. They want you to come often. They have a lot of information out there. So that's just a, you know, another resource for you to tap into.
Sir, in a research in 2016 by the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, they found out that the veterans left the first civilian job within the first year. In July 2020, the United States Government Accountability Office reported that veterans left the federal government jobs a higher rate than the non-veterans, at 1.6 times rate of similar non-veterans. Some reasons are satisfaction with the pay, meaningful work, confidence in leaders, and others. Can you tell us what is the retention rate of veterans who have thought work through hiring our heroes, and what do you think is the key to reduce the turnover?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. I don't know if I could give you an exact figure on the retention rate, but I would tell you, as I indicated before, the offer rates and the follow-on conversations at our summit is remarkable. So the impact is great. So, but I will tell you this, the first thing, it's about research. I mentioned all the content that we have and all the opportunities to be informed through Hiring Your Heroes, but it doesn't matter. Whatever organization you get your research from, if you're a service member trying to get out, or you're a veteran looking for a job or a spouse, please do your research, get informed. The second thing is culture. Culture matters. Culture matters while you're in the military, and culture matters while you're out, all right? You want to go to an organization or a company that is like-minded like you, that has the same values that you have, that has same work ethic that you have, that might be in the defense industry producing something for a military that you feel passionate about, but you've got to find the line of work that is best for you. So do the research and do the culture. Then the third thing is, you do not have to take the very first job that you're offered, all right? If you prepare properly, you do the research, you get additional credentials, you build your resume appropriately, and you apply for the right job for the right reasons, then I think you're more apt to stay a little bit longer in the right job than that you want. So you talked about retention rates. I think we've seen that the success of all veterans lately, the retention rates are far greater than the non-veterans because of all the groundwork that we collectively are doing to help prepare them and educate them for their next career in their next journey. So back to the point that you and I have said, the process starts early. I cannot overemphasize that, right? And many people, service members, you know, want to continue to do what they do in their squad, in their platoon, in their battalion, and division staff, wherever that, to the very last minute. I applaud you, and we want you to continue to work, and your loyalty is great. But at some point, you are going to get out. You need to take care of yourself some degree, do some work, stay connected, connect with Hiring Heroes, connect with organizations, get informed, figure out what you want to do, do a fellowship program, and figure out the right pathway, and you will be more successful when you land in the community. We know that when you get out, that you will go back to that community, and you'll be a productive member. You'll be a civic asset. Our veterans are more apt to be the coaches, the teachers, the mentors, the volunteers, teach Little League or coach Little League or teach Sunday school, whatever, more so than our civilians. And we want you to be successful, but you'll only be successful if you take the time to get it right, go through the process, get educated, and land where you want to land.
Now we're getting close to the end of the program, so the time goes so fast. The last question is, I know you talk about the military spouses,
yes,
and you explain, but I would like, what programs that you have, what message you have for the military spouses so they can increase their participation in the fellowship program?
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, and my partner in crime, Crystal Crockman, would kill me if I did not talk about the military spouses, all right? But so thank you for coming back to that. But it really is an untapped resource, Ishmael. Our military spouses are so talented and have so many skills. You know, most people say, you know, they're not hiring for a Swiss Army knife, but in reality, my wife is a Swiss Army knife. She can do it all, right? They have skill sets, all right? There might be some gaps. They might be missing a little bit of training, but they have incredible capabilities. So we have a host of military spouse programs at Hiring Heroes, and I won't go into every single one of them, but I will foot stomp the military spouse fellowship program that we talked about. I'll also foot stomp our Amplify program, which is a 2-day professional development opportunity for our military spouses. You can go online. You can see when the next one of those is. Then we have a military spouse professional network. There's over 60 chapters. I think we've got over 50,000 members. It's an opportunity to network, get professional development, and connect with companies in the local area. That's why those chapters are in those communities, and kind of build those connections and maybe segue that into a job. So there's just so many opportunities for the military spouses. The last thing, whether you're a service member transitioning out or a veteran and you don't have a resume, one of the resources I'd encourage you to use is our resume engine at resumeengine.org. And it will at least give you a good start for a resume. It'll take the military jargon. It'll put it in civilian speak. But if you're a military spouse and you do not have a resume, please go to the resume engine that we built specifically for you. It's called My Career Spark, and it's under mycareerspark.org. And that takes into consideration not only your education and your technical training, but gaps in employment, your volunteerism, and it puts all that into a resume that's catered to you and that our employees can understand. So last thing is that our employers are looking for military spouses. And every time I speak to an employer, they're looking to diversify their workforce and they're looking for military spouses. So the opportunities are out there. You have to prepare yourself, but know that if you come to Hiring Your Heroes, we have programs suited for you that I think we can help you.
Well, we're out of time, sir. But Adam, I want to thank you for letting us and give us the time to learn about you, to learn about Hiring Our Heroes. Thank you, because you were a visionary who started the, I know that you mentioned General Odierno and other persons, but you started the Soldier for Life program and laid the foundations that we enjoy right now. Thank you, because you were a visionary to start the Soldiers program. And so we can now see the past, build it, walk it above, and above of all, show the program to others.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ismael. I appreciate the time. I appreciate what you are doing. Continue to do it. We're making an impact. I am a soldier for life, but it's not just about the soldiers. It's about all the services. So thank you very much for all you're doing, too.
Thank you very much, sir. You can hire veterans now. Veterans bring the following attributes. They're proven leaders, and they're leader-ready, mission-focused. They have experience. They've been working in diverse teams and organizations. They're adaptable. Strong work ethics, strong performance, and we can work under pressure. Creative problem solving, and we're self-starters, and we have integrity. Many organizations can help you in the process, and one of them is Hiring Our Heroes. You heard Colonel Retired Adam Rock explaining why Hiring Our Heroes could be your solution. I'm your host, Lieutenant Colonel Ismael Ortiz Rivera. Have a blessed day.